What's hard to do on podcasting is be consistent. It's hard to continue to go find interesting people to talk to. It's hard to every week turn those mics on, or every other week turn those mics on and be consistent. And, you know, there's just not many people that do it. So to be honest, when I helped you do this, I didn't think you'd get past 10, maybe 20 episodes.
This is The Art of Construction with your host, Devin Tilley, and co-host, Kevin Keefe. Devin has built a multi-7-figure business in the construction industry, selling windows, doors, and hardware over the past 13 years. Devin's passion for helping those around him led him to create the Art of Construction informational platform, a part of which is a fireside chat podcast with industry professionals all focused on how they apply art in their business and construction projects. Grown to an audience of over 100,000, Devin shares his strategies for what he has accomplished and creates insightful conversations with industry leaders. This is The Art of Construction, featuring your host, Devin Tilley, and co-host, Kevin Keefe.
100. It was my goal when we started this thing, is to find a way to keep passionate and keep it going to get it to 100. We did it.
Centurions, I guess we could call us, or something like that.
And you got to know where you came from. So we're going to go and have Nick May, who is number one, who really was the guy that challenged me and helped me turn on the mic. So
yep,
we have to give credit. So go back to where it all started, right? So if you've never listened to The Art of Construction, this one might be a little bit hokey, because it's giving kudos to the tribe along the way, that a lot of great people that has pushed us and challenged us and worked with us to get us here, right?
Well, and after, you know, we get to the point of 100 episodes, there are quite a few people that are now regular listeners, and I think Nick will probably touch on a couple experiences in that manner. And so that's the common thread all the way through. So the focus is a little different today, but bear with us, and I think there's benefits for the entire listening audience.
Yeah, and why we started this is to build a tribe organically and authentic that is real for you. So tribe, here, this is for you.
Here we go.
So I'm just going to not just go right into what's your favorite beverage, because I know you're a podcaster, and we're going to start this a little bit differently, because this show is very different, because tribe, it's 100, baby. And so, Nick, I'm going to first ask you the question. When you're the owner at Walls by Design, your day-to-day business, in the morning, how do you get started? What's your favorite beverage then?
Oh, there we go. That would be coffee with lots of cream and maybe a little bit of coffee.
Awesome. So Nick's
my wife gives me a very hard time on that.
So Nick's getting jazzed where he owns Walls by Design, an interior paint company. That's really cool, and we'll have him give us the story behind that. And then after that, he works really hard. Then he goes out and does a podcast or events. So when you're doing an interview in an event style for the Chaise Lounge, what's your beverage then?
Oh, typically we'll have some wine.
Awesome. So I would definitely match that, and I think a lot of things match when you come to Nick and Devin, entrepreneurs at heart. So we're going to have a lot of fun today. What's your favorite place you've traveled?
Probably Vietnam.
Wow. Tell us one story from that.
Well, my wife was traveling to Vietnam for one solid year. She's a mechanical engineer. She's brilliant. And she set up their manufacturing facility. She helped move it from Prague to Vietnam. And so she would go over for 2 weeks, then come home for three, go over for four, come home for two. Like, that happened all year long. And at the end of the project, after she had gotten the first 30 people hired and they were actually producing some things, then kind of it was business as normal, and it wasn't very often she was going anymore. But finally, one of her trips landed during a time when I could actually go, and it was during summer, and we went for about 10, 12 days. And we were able to go to Ho Chi Minh City and then out to the coast. So I got to meet a lot of the people she worked with, which is amazing. We did, if you guys have ever watched any of those like foodie shows where they go different places, we got to do kind of a really cool version of the scooter, like they go around on scooters, mm-hmm. and do the food tour and eat just amazing weird stuff. Well, all their people like that work with her, like they know where they go. And so we didn't have to pay like some travel company to go on that. Sure. And so they just, it was just all friends, you know, we would just hop on the back of this motorbike and it was crazy, you know, cause if you've ever seen pictures of Ho Chi Minh City, you see motorbikes and the only way I could describe it was they're like gnats, like just a swarm of motorbikes like going through and it's crazy. It's chaotic, but it just works. And the whole experience was kind of like that. You know, it's fun to go to other countries, but when you go to another country and you can't like fake it over there. Like I can go to Spain or even France and things are familiar a little bit because you can actually, you know, read the letters. But when you go to Asia, it's like symbols everywhere and nobody speaks English. So it was a really cool experience.
Awesome. Talk about getting out of your comfort zone, right?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Cool. And that's what we're going to do today is we're going to get out of our comfort zone best we can to where we're going to turn the tables. And what I mean by that is a favorite hobby or an interest. I think a lot of our hobbies are our podcasts and building people. And I know you like soccer and all that kind of stuff, but I'm just going to dive in and say, why Nick on the 100th episode? And if you didn't know, if you go all the way back to episode 1, multiple years ago, this was the guy. And he was the one on the other end of the mic when I was shaking in my boots saying, I'm going to start a podcast. That shortly before that, he interviewed me on a podcast that he was working on. And Nick is always trying and doing different things. And him and I, when we met, it just kicked it off day one as entrepreneurs, trying similar things. And if you didn't know, the Art of Construction headquarters, we actually share office space in this studio as well as around the studio. He runs his paint company. So, Nick, tell us a little bit about your company, and then we're going to turn the tables, and you're going to interview us for our 100th show here today that we're so jazzed about.
Why, you know, before we get into all that, I just want to know, why did you and I get to hang out a lot more before we actually started sharing office space? Like, how does that, like, you know, we would
don't
go to lunch.
Don't see each other anymore.
We would go to lunch literally like every month, and we would go hang out. And in fact, maybe the last time we had lunch was the time we're like, hey, we should go look at the space together. And so then I thought that was awesome. And I thought, yeah, we'll have lunch like once a week. And now, you know, I don't think you and I have done lunch.
I think it's unfortunately it's because we're so busy but that's a poor excuse. So thanks for calling me out on that.
That's right.
So Nick, tell us about what Nick May and his companies are all about.
Well, I have Walls by Design. It's funny. I go places and I've literally traveled the world because of podcasting, hashtag podcasting effect. But the original business is Walls by Design. I've run Walls by Design for about 19 years. Actually, 19 years as of May 1st. So I'm coming up on my anniversary. But I started that business because, you know, I did it in college, and my dad used to say, you know, Nick, don't forget you're going to school so you don't have to paint the rest of your life. But then when I went out and had a couple jobs, I just didn't really enjoy working for other people because they would say, you have to do it this way and you have to be at your office, you know, be at our office for this amount of time and you get 15-minute break and then 30 minutes for lunch. And it was really hard. It was my first like cube job, and to be confined like that was horrible. And so my wife and I actually had bought a house. It was New Year's Eve. We went and bought paint at Home Depot. And while I was there, I started helping all these people, like what paint should they buy, what brushes, what rollers. And on that drive home, I thought, this is what I know, because I painted all through college and I would go do that. So just about 2 years ago, or I'm sorry, 19 years ago. Sorry, I don't know why I said two. 19 years ago, which is actually, I remember it because it's the anniversary of the Columbine event. I was actually at Columbine. Well, I wasn't in the school, but I was at my cube job. And then when it happened, I rushed over. I knew a good portion of the kids that were at the school. So that was that's a big event in my life. And so I remember it. So that was 19 years ago when that happened. And shortly after that was when I actually launched my company. But yeah, we do residential interior painting. I have a staff of about, between my two companies, because I have Walls by Design and I have IMA Media, which is which produces our podcasts. I have about 28, 30 people I guess it depends on the day, but we're pushing towards, and then we'll go over 30. So we're hoping to be at about 50 by the end of the year. But yeah, we do a lot of residential painting. We've narrowed it down. We've niched down to interior painting. And along the way, I started a podcast. I started podcasting before podcasting was cool. My first podcast was Small Business Naked. I don't know if you ever made it to that. We probably didn't know each other back then.
I listened to all of them, but I wasn't interviewed on that one.
I used to do that one with a friend, John Herbert, who owns Herbert Lawns. And we would interview successful business owners from all walks of life, all over the country and a little bit overseas. And we would just get their entrepreneurial story. And I loved it. But during our time doing it, my wife, came to me and says, Nick, this is a really expensive hobby and we can't really afford this anymore. And so we did stop doing that first podcast. And shortly after that, I built a relationship with one of the guys that was on my show, and we ended up doing about $500,000 in business with them over the course of 2 years. And so then my wife was like, oh, well, I guess do what you want. We did bring it back. We revived the podcast and then I got too busy. And so that kind of faded into the background. I needed to focus on my business. And in doing that, I knew that I needed to really figure out marketing. I have a saying, well, other people say it too, but I love ABM, always be marketing. And so that's part of my mantra and how I've built my business. And I had started doing live events with Mountain View Windows and Doors and a host of other companies, five or six other companies that we worked with. We did these lunch and learns for interior designers because I'd realized that if I built relationships with interior designers, they could bring us ongoing business instead of spending money to just get onesie, twosie customers. And so we started doing those lunch and learns. But then at one point, it kind of clicked with me. I could marry this idea of doing lunch and learns with my podcasting love. And then I don't have to bring speakers in from all over the country. And I don't know, it just sounded cool. And so then I launched the Chaise Lounge. We've been doing that for 3.5 years. Recently, I launched another podcast because, I don't have enough to do in my life. And I did that for the paint contracting community. And so 4 months ago, I launched the Business Brush. So really, that business is taking off, and we're actually going to start doing marketing and events for other people through IMA Media. And,
And I love that story. And I think a lot of people will say Devin and Nick are going so many different directions, but we really have we're challenging each other, and it all focuses back to where when I started this, Nick really challenged me to say, what are you doing the art of construction for? And it is for contractors and architects to grow their business. And it was similar timing when we started this after he started the Chaise Lounge, which was for designers. And it all synergistically comes together from this global megaphone that at the time, a lot of people were like, why are you doing all this? And I think we were second guessing that at times as well. But it's all really come together where it really feeds each other's channels. And man, I'm just so honored to have a friend and a business colleague like Nick that is we're going similar paths so we can exchange war stories because it's not always easy, right? So Kevin, I'm going to let you introduce us as the guests kind of and take the reins. And I'm going to sit back and let Nick take the show from you transitioning this over. 100 episodes. Here we did it, huh?
Yeah, 100 episodes releasing every other week, and so it's been quite a journey, and Nick got us launched and was our first guest, and so as you talked about earlier, turn the tables, and Nick will ask us a few questions now.
Well, I love asking questions, as you well know, before we jump into that, you were talking about the podcast and what it's how long you guys have been doing this. And I wanted to tell a story really quick. I was up in Longmont a couple months ago, and I'm at a dinner, and we're just kind of networking and getting to know some people because we're trying to push our business up there. And I tell this guy that I'm a podcaster, and he says, yeah, I'm a podcaster. And he says, do you ever listen to The Art of Construction? And I don't know if you remember this, but I sent you a picture of me and this guy. here's the picture. I don't know if you remember seeing that.
Oh yeah.
And,
yeah.
And so I thought that was really cool because that was the first time that's ever happened when people are like, oh, I don't know who you are, Nick, but do you know Devin and Kevin? And I was like, yes, I do. And he had no idea that how good of friends we were and the fact that I got, help you get started in this whole thing. So that was really fun.
Yeah, that's got to be rewarding for all of us to hear those. That's why we do it, right?
Yeah.
Well, but I'm not the host, so you keep driving the bus here. Stop talking.
And the other cool thing that happened, eventually I'll get to some questions, but I just want to celebrate, some of the stuff that you guys have done. And it was really fun for me when we were down in Orlando this year. And, again, I was joking that you and I don't get much time together, but we had to fly all the way to Orlando to get some good quality time. And we're hanging out and we're doing some event stuff together, and we're meeting people and introducing each other to other folks that we've met in the industry. And that's been fun, to sit back and watch how your business has flourished over the last couple of years, to see the podcast flourish. I mean, that's really, really cool. I mean, literally, I remember walking into your building. You guys were building it out. Like, we had just met at that Christmas party at BAC here in Denver. And, we didn't really know each other from Adam. All I knew is you were wearing purple shirts. And I was like, who's this guy? I mean, it goes all the way back. Like, you're definitely on brand, from day one. And so that's been really fun. But one of the things I wanted to know is, how has podcasting really affected your business?
Well, one of the things I think that's interesting is we talked a lot about that up front. Is we were trying to kind of thread the needle to figure out how can we do this in a way that's going to create business. We had to kind of go back to really what made the most sense, which was kind of a go-giver concept of doing it for a greater good, if you will. Not to be altruistic. We wanted it to help business, obviously, but we felt that if we came from that position to begin with, that the good would come. And I think that's really the way it's worked is, as Devin talked about, the target audience is, and the purpose is, to help contractors, architects, and project designers grow their business. And with that being the mission statement, then we can help them with their business, which in turn helps us with our business. And I think, really, when you look at it, it's helped us promote people that we're already doing business, and it has introduced us to people that were not doing business with us that are now doing business with us. And we've had some people that are too timid, believe it or not, to go on the podcast. They're nervous. They don't want to share their stories, we've had a few of those.
I don't know what that's like at all.
And
it'd be worse if you guys were doing, the video.
Oh, no, podcast, there's some the people blogs. That have, yeah, there's two lines to cross. One is the audio line, the other is the video line, and some won't cross either, but there's quite a few that would not cross it if we were doing video. But I think that's the thing that's really helped the whole process to not only make it more fun, but beneficial for our guests, and then ultimately it's helped our business. Even in some cases where the people that we've had on the show aren't in the position to directly do business with us because either a geographic separation, we've had people from all over the world, we've had people in other niches that may or may not have any impact on our business. But I think overall, collectively, it's had a huge impact on our business.
And I love how you said, what really hit home for you was always be marketing. And Kevin answers that question because day-to-day, he's the managing advisor, and his job day-to-day is responsible for sales at Mountain View, but he's not a salesy managing advisor. My job is working on both of the corporations, meaning the AOC and Mountain View Window and Door, and now Junction Station and all these other avenues that all come together. But this is our ethos, and it's the world of noise. When we come into Studio AOC, you laser focus on that person across from you and build that relationship. And I think that's the key in today's world of building a real relationship with so much noise out there. And that's what the Art of Construction has really done for me, and I think building the tribe of other people around you. You come in as an acquaintance from a business card this or a referral that, but you leave as genuinely knowing about each other's business and what makes you tick.
Yeah, and I think our criteria for having people on the show has always been if it has value or potential value for that target group that's listening. And in a lot of cases, we'll look at ourselves and say, this person really isn't going to maybe help us with business, or it's not going to be that interesting. And almost to 100% situation, it's worked completely the opposite, where not only have they been very interesting, but they've referred people or they have some connection that's worked and it's helped our business. So it's really, really worked out well.
Do you have any instances where the podcast has really made a direct impact. Let's say you've been trying to figure out how to get in with somebody, a certain architect or a certain builder, and then you invite them into the podcast, and then a door opens up.
Well, I gotta have an answer for that. Absolutely, yes. And the thing that the light bulb, I think, went on for both Devin and I is we just started asking questions that you don't typically in a business environment where everybody, you know, is interested in that particular task. Here's what the mission is. Let's get her done. A lot of times you don't have the time to ask the deeper questions. And in the podcast, we would ask architects, well, you know, what builders are you working with? You know, after they've described their story, tell us a little bit about the builders you work with. And then we get an idea of not only the actual names, but why they're working with those individuals. And then we would ask, well, would you mind providing an introduction to, you know, this one and that one that we don't know? Now, a lot of this was off air afterwards, but, you know, the detail part. But, yeah, we got some very, very good introductions that have turned into good business directly from asking those deeper questions on the podcast that we wouldn't have time or wouldn't be appropriate during a regular business meeting.
And it's just an educational touch point. Day in, day out. I saw Brett, who was interviewed way at the beginning on that, sent an email yesterday about someone he was developing a relationship and had questions about offsite construction. He sent him one about our new sister, SBL, System Build Lifestyle. I saw an email back this morning. He's like, thanks for sharing that. I learned so much about what you got going. But he also did coach us saying you're a little bit too much chit-chat, so we'll take that feedback. But the I'm going to go to the my answer would be on the Art of Construction side is on show 96, Rebuilding Nepal. I got an email last week from the founder who we interviewed. Go listen to that show to where from the Art of Construction, he sent an email saying, from my interview, we've had people that have funded a whole house in Nepal, which is totally organic. There's no selling. It's just out telling the story. And this was an architect firm in like Nashville or someone that I personally don't know, but sometimes it's not about you, Devin Tilley. It's a bigger thing. And that's what I'm trying to be. It's not my name as the company. It's truly the art of construction is what I'm trying to create. And when people say, what's your why from the art of construction? I'd like to say I grew up in the construction arena that I found was either too construction, we've always done it this way, or too corporate, what's your lowest price? And I've always lived in the middle of what I've figured out and defined as the art of construction. It all starts with the art, and the global podcast is our megaphone. We now do video that we're working very hard on systemizing that and being an affiliate to events. That all three of those things go back to Nick when you and I started by doing meetups in our Mountain View and doing these design groups and all these different things that this is not something that we just threw out there. And you've made the comment to me is someday we'll be famous overnight. And it's not about us being famous. It's about adding value. And it takes a lot of time to be a micro influencer, disruptor, whatever term you want to use.
Yeah. So here's a question for you. Has anything funny happened as a result of the show?
Well, when I know one of the funny things on that Nepal show was we had a little day of snow, which we can typically get here in Denver. It doesn't last real long, but this young lady that came to interview with us was just coming back from Nepal, staying with friends because she'd given up all her worldly possessions and was driving a car with no heater. And she was running a little late because she was fogging up the car and had her head out the window. So it was kind of a funny little story on the way in. But
yeah. It's just the commitment. And I guess I'm maybe a little bit more serious because our mission and vision is to grow your business on this show. So I'm very, when I'm behind the mic, it's really passionately a serious point of view. But events on the other side has just been, it truly has changed me as a person to get outside of your comfort zone, which is, man, that's fun when you can really get out of your shell. And to where we, a couple weeks ago, facilitated the Colorado New Construction Summit that we interviewed Robert Lindley on SBL. And, you know, there was 422 RSVPs for that. And before coaching people like Nick and stuff, I would have been shaken in my boots, but I was so jazzed and excited. And after that, someone came up, man, you're just like so excited up there on stage and your passion, and you're like a radio host. It's like you've done this before. I'm like, wow, you know, that was a lot of work, you
which
know?
Is a lot from him, because I remember when Devin got up in front of like six people and just to tell his story, you know, couldn't hardly string two sentences together without just like stumbling over all of his words. And I mean, you've changed tremendously. I don't know if I've probably ever seen anybody change developmentally and professionally in such a profound way as I've seen you. I mean, we've kind of done this together. It's fun. It's funny.
Yeah.
You know, what are some opportunities that have come your way that have been a complete shock to you? Like maybe that event. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely that event was, I think, a changing point for me in my career and where I was, because I go back to the beginning and you were always saying, I want to be a speaker, I want to be on stage. And when you and I started this journey together, I was like, mm-hmm. I don't ever want to do that. And what I was really saying is I was too scared at the time to think about that.
Right.
So I think that was a pivotal moment for me. And then it's, you know, you got to buy right to sell right. In this art of construction, when you mentioned Orlando, that was at the IBS show. And we were at Show Village where I was, you know, interviewed with the Mike Holmes, the, you know, all these celebrities in our industry. And there was me because of the podcast. I think that was another pivotal moment for me. But that was because my day-to-day relationships with Scott Gates, the president of Western Window Systems, is how I was able to get on that stage. So that really connected the dots about why I do what I do. And finding my passion, which is really educating myself and others around me to have more fun.
Yeah.
Well, and I think the other thing too is that it just has opened up our eyes to how many segments there are in the construction arena that we really weren't aware of. You know, I mean, so some of the concepts are pretty familiar, but some of the detail work, some of the things that we've gotten into, have been pretty surprising.
But on the flip side, I always ask them, "What's the biggest challenge, or what do you learn from?" How resistant to change the construction industry is. Like, how many people, like, they know they need to do it. You tell them about the show, you follow up, you know, how few people on that 3% club, when I talk about on the full life perspective, how many people really step up and take action?
Massive action. That's what it's all about. I actually just posted something on Facebook yesterday. Stop reading, take some action today. Like, just go do something, right? One of the things that I have realized with being a podcaster is, you know, there's all these opportunities that come my way now. There's more opportunities to sell. There's more opportunities to be paid as a speaker. But one of the things that I've realized is that I've learned so much from all the hundreds, if not thousands, of people that I've interviewed. What's one lesson that you've learned just from interviewing people? I'll take one from each of you.
The hardest lesson for me, and I'm still not very good at, is kind of along with lines you said, is saying no. You know, is stopping and drawing the line and say no, but not only yes, but hell yes, when there's something that you're really good at and connect. And how different all of us, our people are. And, you know, but at the end of the day, it's not about the product or pitch that makes us tick. They always light up when you get them to get into their soul of what really, you know, their trips, their passions, what really makes them go, not their job or their pitch.
I think the biggest highlight for me, and when the light bulb kind of went off in my head, was it wasn't as surprising, but yet it just became super evident. And it was just a simple conversation with an architect on one of the shows talking about how they interview their clients. And part of it, the focal point of the whole thing is not, what are you trying to build? I mean, that's part of it, but it's such a small part. The biggest part of it, in terms of trying to understand on their end what the customer is trying to accomplish and whether or not it's a good fit for them to work together, was really getting into the emotive aspect of your home. I mean, think about it. It's not like, well, how big of a house do you want? The questions were all related to emotional aspects. How are you going to use the home? Are you going to entertain, or do you have kids, grandkids, all those kinds of things? And when you really think about it, as much as we all might have a design of, we want a house this size, or we want windows over here, or we want this or that, the reality is we all live in it, and there's an emotive aspect of it that really is critical whether you're aware of it or not. And by him doing this, it not only kept him from ending up in those situations where he ended up with a bad customer. He chooses his customers, and his customers choose him based on that integration of all those, and then the end work product is phenomenal. And I just thought that was really interesting. Totally. The focus was not on the nuts and bolts. It was all about the things that we kind of collectively, when I say we, everybody involved in the process, including potentially the customers, because some of the customers he was describing, when they're asked this question, initially they kind of are taken aback. And then they actually appreciate the fact that they're going there, because that's really what it's all about. It's how, you know, think about if, I mean, the simple answer would be, if you're sitting on the ocean front and you're looking out and the sun's setting on the West Coast, what do you want to look at? Well, that's a pretty easy answer, right? But really, it's the same thing, no matter where your home is located or how it is, you know, what is it you want the house to accomplish for you? I thought that was pretty fascinating.
And then from the business standpoint, the 80-20 rule, the guests that we have, I think, of, and the people that are really going out and being, taking massive action, people like Kristen Thomas, who have been on both of our podcasts, that she's not about the shiny objects. She's back to really getting down to the business.
She likes shiny objects, too. Let's just be honest.
All designers like shiny objects. But she, as a designer, when we interview her, she really went into her system and her interview about the timeless approach. And a lot of our great guests, that word timeless and value is really brings that 80-20 rule with a system into play.
Yeah. So has there been one guest that you've been able to land that was kind of the big shark? It took a long time.
The one word answer is no. And the reason I'd say that is because we've taken the approach on this that I haven't went after these sharks. That was really planned. I'm trying to make the next shark. And why I say that is because I want people that are the next big thing. And I want to help be part of that and make this tribe organic and authentic, not whoever pays us the most or whoever is the biggest thing. I'm really trying to be authentic in what we're doing.
Well, and I think that actually has produced results. I mean, we've had people on the show that, you know, on our window side of the business, we weren't working with at the time, or we're doing a little bit, and they were, you know, on many of their projects using a number of different people with that sort of theory of not putting all your eggs in one basket. And a few of those are putting us in their basket 100%, meaning we're getting all of their business now as a result of that relationship, which all started really with the podcast. So
yeah, and people,
we didn't think they were whales, but they've kind of turned out to be whales for us.
And like show 80 with Crystal Russell, she was deathly afraid to be on the podcast, and now she is being showcased doing a kitchen design on HGTV. And these people have been, we've all been together on this to where, hey, I want to be the next Bob Vila, but or the next Property Brothers, but not from a flip this house standpoint, from an educational platform. And that's really where we've organically grown the Art of Construction.
Sure. How has the AOC evolved since you got started?
Wow. I sit here thinking of in a defined Art of Construction space that started in my window and door company, Mountain View Window and Door. And I started it with the Mountain View logo as the original podcast logo. But we talked about the Art of Construction. We didn't talk about windows. It wasn't like your business brush podcast. And I've thought about that a lot because I've become a micro-influencer in the window industry. But that's not what the Art of Construction was. But it was being marketed as this window and door company. So a lot of great mentors like Mark LePage, who's been on the show, and I've been on his, The Entree Architect, Todd Redding with Charette Venture Group, all these people that I've met throughout the industry are saying, Devin, the business of the Art of Construction is something here. And I'm like, what does that mean? They're like, it's got to be its own thing. And you got to, so then, and I started talking with different manufacturers like Anderson Windows, but they said, you got to be your own thing. We can't have a window company. And all these, there's the behind the scenes, but the real reason is finding out who you are. So the evolution was, let's do a podcast to grow Mountain View Window and Door. But then our BHAG was to change the Art of Construction. And we kind of, I've done that in a small microcosm way of going from in an office in a window company to its own standalone place.
Well, now involved in that also are video shoots. There are a new podcast that you've got, the SBL podcast, that has spun off as well. So yeah, it's opened itself up into quite an arena. And now in Grand Junction too, you've got activity over there too.
Yeah, and I think back, like the book Scaling Up, you and I were going to read and do together. We closed the book and we just went out and took massive action. We didn't finish that plan, but we started it and we thought and we got the process going through that and every little golden nugget. And that's why I really wanted you to be interviewing us on episode 100, because there's not many podcasts that make it to 100. And we did it now. So like this is like a pinnacle to say, what's the next thing for IMA Medium, Art of Construction? How do all these, the new way of the world of noise, how do we come together? So I challenge you back to say, did you think when I asked you to help me start a podcast, I'd still be here doing it today?
No, there's this thing called pod fading that happens in the podcast world.
I didn't know there was such a phrase.
There is such a phrase. It's called pod fading. And typically, if you've ever found a podcast that you enjoyed, but there was only like 10 episodes, it's because they pod fade. They just fade out to oblivion. And people think that it's easy to start a podcast, which it's not that hard. It's not that difficult. It's not that expensive. What's hard to do on podcasting is be consistent. It's hard to continue to go find interesting people to talk to. It's hard to every week turn those mics on or every other week turn those mics on and be consistent. And, you know, there's just not many people that do it. So to be honest, when I helped you do this, I didn't think you'd get past 10, maybe 20 episodes, because that's just not what most people do. I would say, since you guys started this thing, I mean, thousands of podcasts have been started. Like you just go into iTunes and you know, you can do a search on just about any topic and probably 50 or 100 different podcasts will show up. And so many just fade out. I mean, you know, maybe they get past 10, but hardly any get past a year, let alone 2 or 3 years. And so well done. Like,
Thank you. Great job.
I mean, it's been fun. Like, you know, as I asked that question, how have you guys evolved? Like, from my perspective, I mean, I still remember when we set up that very first sound studio in your...
Yeah, in which Mountain we shared window, for a while.
Which we shared, which was smaller than this room. And I don't know how we fit in it, but we did. And now it's turned into not just a different recording room in a different building. It's this whole space.
Yeah.
You know, I had... You know, we share this space. We utilize your conference area every other Friday. We had our meeting this week with our staff, and I'm sitting in the back and I'm looking at all the AOC stuff on the walls. I'm like, man, this has become the real deal, and it's been fun to watch you grow just as much fun as it's been for me to grow my deal.
Awesome. Well, in closing, we always ask if there's one thing that you do that really is to grow your business. I mean, we've grown this from nothing to 100 episodes. What is that that you guys would, you know, I'm the one that threw it out there and you've been my mentors along the way. So when you, specifically from the Art of Construction, what is that one thing that we've done to grow our business? And when we sit here on episode 200, when we have Nick come back,
yeah, do I get
what will we say about
every 100
that?
Episodes?
Our 100, yeah. Our 100 episode gig.
Every 100. I can kind of summarize it into 2 points. One is the consistency that, you know, you described initially, and then just never giving up the concept of how can we make it better. You know, you have to be there every week, and or in our case every other week episode, but not just be there, but figure out what can we do to make it better and keep fighting that, because it's not always evident. You know, it's one of those things that sometimes it lays underneath, and there's some things that we've made some small tweaks that have turned out to be really great. So I think those are the two things for me.
Awesome. And Nick, you helped us, here we are, you're bring us home.
What do I do to bring us home?
What's your one thing that you would say for a listening audience? 100 episodes, you went number one and now 100. What's that one thing that you would say to contractors and architects and us at the Art of Construction to help us grow our business?
Always be marketing. I mean, that's just being consistent. I have a saying that I think I came up with it. I don't remember hearing anybody else ever saying it, but it's doing the ordinary every day that makes us extraordinary.
Awesome.
Good point. You know, a lot of times it's just a simple return phone call, a simple thank you, a simple question, those types of things that a lot of people run past. Mm-hmm. But if you're doing it all the time and you're friendly and your intention is correct, you're going to end up reaping rewards, that's for sure.
Awesome. Well, we'll see you on episode 200, huh, Nick?
I guess so. Do I not get a lunch until then?
We'll try to fit you in, huh? I love reflecting sometimes. And that's what I think a lesson learned for all of us here is take the time to pat yourself on the back once in a while.
Yeah, and when you have a good idea and it's a little complex, you have to stick with it. You got to really step back and evaluate, is this worthy of the effort when you hit those bumps? And in the case of Art of Construction, we certainly ran into a lot of bumps, but we never gave up, and we had to reposition some things. But the original concept, the original idea, really is the same now on show 100 as it was at the beginning, with a few tweaks here and there. And
yeah,
again, I think that the key is we just never gave up, and we were consistent.
Yeah, I totally agree. And the consistency is key to where, you know, we started this thing. And then, you know, Dez has been with us from the beginning, making the show notes and the website to get the message out there. So kudos to you. And Wendy, who has come in and taken all the different people from Paul in Australia, our original producer, to Billy, and all these different people that have helped grow the Art of Construction to what it is. But Wendy really taking the reins, you know, it's hard, but boy, is it fun, especially when you have amazing people like Wendy that are systems-driven people that systemize everything we do to where our art is now to make a really good conversation. And that's fun.
No, and absolutely. And we learned a lot of things we didn't know. I mean, you know, Nick introduced you to the concept. We got started and then realized that, man, there's a lot of back-of-the-house kinds of things that need to be done to make this thing work.
Totally.
That we don't have a lot of spare time to handle. And so that's helped by having some of those key people like you mentioned, Dez and Wendy and Billy and some others, and our producer in Australia helping out with some of the things at the beginning. So yeah, all of that has evolved in a way that's turned out to be pretty impactful.
And I'm pretty proud to say 100 episodes with zero sponsors. We did this ourselves. We organically made it work. We clawed and scraped to make it work along the way. But it wasn't whoever paid for it. It was genuinely organic and authentic. And that's hard in today's world to not take the check, if you will, but build a tribe.
And we've had some people that have approached us with that focus, and we had to evaluate it and kept coming back to the principle of helping, you know, builders, architects, and project designers grow their business. And if we had to break for commercial and kind of bend things for the benefit of the sponsors, our thought was we wouldn't really be as organic and as impactful for our guests, which is really what we decided to focus on and stick to, and that's paid dividends, I think.
So guests, give us your feedback. With that being said, the only constant is change. So we're going to try to make them a little bit shorter, some of the feedback we've got, but we would really, really be honored as we worked so hard for making this 100 shows for you, is to give back. Give us your feedback, iTunes reviews, those type of things. We really want to take the Art of Construction to the new level. When we say we want the Art of Construction to change the construction arena, two things we don't have enough of, time and money. So let's help the tribe and all of us work together to make those things efficiently work, right?
Absolutely. Appreciate it.
And last, thanks, Kevin, for sticking with me.
You got it, man. Here we go. Here's to the next 100.
All right. Hey, Tribe. I'm so passionate about this tribe that we're building and just want to say thanks for listening. And as the Go-Giver, maybe you can give me something back. If you liked what you heard today, do us a favor and head over to iTunes and give us a review. It's really how the podcasting world grows their business. And that's what we're all about here. This helps to get the podcast in front of people looking to grow their business. We want to hear what you want more of. This is for you, contractors and architects, to grow your business. Talk to you on the next one, Tribe.